Hey, Boff, I'm glad I caught you. I wanted to get your opinion on this. Here, listen up. Happy birthday, grandson. My love for you is like a cactus. It grows whether you pay attention to it or not. So, Boff, what do you think? Boff?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Great, Trevor. Yeah, it sounds great. Sounds great.
Boff, you don't seem yourself.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine, Trevor. Boff. Need I remind you of what I wrote in 92? A friend in me is like an evergreen? Then you look inside, big picture of a cardinal tree, and it reads, I will always stand tall beside you, and I will never leave.
The whole friendship theory that I penned, surely you haven't forgotten.
Oh, of course not, Trevor. It was some of your finest writing to date. Corny sentiment like that is not easily forgotten. It's just, well, Hallmark is in trouble, Trevor.
No, sir. It can't be.
I'm afraid so, Trevor. Now don't cry. There still may be time.
I'm not thinking of a Garfield theory, sir.
God no, Trevor. What kind of crazy talk is that? Pull yourself together, man.
Sorry, sir. I just got scared, that's all.
Well, pull yourself together. Pour your emotion into your card instead, and let's save our financial dilemma for an expert.
Like an accountant?
No, Trevor. Like a wizard. You don't mean. It's precisely what I mean. I'm bringing in Begenzer. Herb Begenzer. The next day. Everyone, I have an announcement to make. Hallmark's profits are down, people. For the first time in memory, I fear some of us may be slipped pink cards.
No, no, don't say it. No.
I know. But if we're going to go down, we'll go down writing. And we'll leave the marketing of our product to today's special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the honest ad wizard, Herb Begenzer.
All right! How's everybody doing? I'm Herb Begenzer, and I'm here to put you poetic pantyways back on the fast track of success. How am I going to do it? Easy, my friends. Advertising. But first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a Hair Club for Men member. I own the state of Virginia's third largest thermos collection. I believe the Shaggy Chambermaids is the perfect name for an all-female band. My favorite weed is crabgrass, and my toenails are each 4 inches in length and yellow as Century 21 jackets. But my true grift is the ad game. The key to my success, the three L's. A locket of creativity, a lariat of enthusiasm, and a lunch pail of honesty. All right, who wants to resuscitate this corpse you call a business?
Well, Mr. Begenzer, it's hardly that bad. I think that you're overdoing it a little bit.
Are you kidding? You're flatlining, people. Hell, Kiefer Sutherland couldn't bring you back around. But I'm no Kiefer Sutherland. Had I been, I'd have never made the Three Musketeers. Now, what's the problem here, Nosehair?
Well, we need a boost, sir, I'll be honest with you.
Of course you do, that's why I'm here.
Yes, well, our thought is we are an industry dominated by female customers, and yet it's no secret that men are the primary breadwinners in this country. Could you come up with a campaign to stimulate growth among males with our cards?
No one told me I was going to have to perform miracles for you people.
Oh, please, Mr. Begenzer. We're all counting on you. Please.
Okay. Dry your eyes there, Sobby Cryerson. Jiminy. All right. Hallmark for men. Whatever you say. Here we go.
All right.
Hallmark, your anniversary is right around the corner. Make the last one the best one yet. No? Don't like it? Well, we are riding the expressway to Deadwood on this one, I'll be honest with you. I tried warning you. All right, Herb's not giving up on that one that easy. Here we go. Hallmark! This Mother's Day, tell her you'd pass headfirst through her uterus all over again.
No?
Oh, come on. The artwork could be priceless. Imagining opening the card up and... Okay, fine. You don't like it.
All right, let's see. What else do I have in my little bag?
Hallmark! All right, I got it. Hallmark, this Secretary Day, reminder of your promise to leave your wife for her with a card. No? Well, screw you, fellas. Yeah, you too, ma'am.
Well, I guess the time to switch into hyperdrive has come. Or as I like to call it, herberdrive.
Hallmark, because you're running out of chances to wish Grandma a happy birthday, let's face it. Hallmark, what better way to tell your Valentine that tonight you want a cornholer? Hallmark, this Christmas, give her a card from Hallmark, because that which comes from the heart should be crumpled up with the wrapping paper and quickly discarded. Hallmark, celebrate Arbor Day with the gift of excess paper. Hallmark, this Independence Day, let Hallmark tell her you want to start seeing other people. Hallmark, a card on Thanksgiving might be just the trick for that special someone who thinks you're unbuttoning your pants because you're full from dinner. All right, yeah! Damn it, I am gifted. Wow! Caution, this product is flammable. Keep out of the reach of children. Thank you, Hallmark. It's been a kick. I'll see you guys later.
Mr. Begenzer.
Mr. Begenzer?
Yes, Wart Knuckles. Oh, yes.
I usually keep my hands in my pockets. Sorry. As I was about to say,
spit it out, Froggy.
Oh, yes. The slogans you've created, well, they're terrific and all, but even men buy cards on holiday, sir. What we want is for men to get into the practice of saying it with a card, even when it's not one of the traditional moments, one of the card-giving days. Oh, I see. You want to turn men into women. Basically, yes. Okay.
I got it. Put your hand in a pickle jar and give a wizard the dance floor. All right, here we go. Hallmark. I've got it. Hallmark. This weekend, tell her you love her with a call from Hallmark. Or you could just tell her and save yourself the hour it takes to find the perfect words that someone else wrote for people he or she doesn't even know.
No? You say that's the opposite of what you're looking for? Well, I guess I could see why that wouldn't work.
All right. Well, I'm just going to get used to the idea, that's all. Here we go. Hallmark, because chicks just don't get Gary Larson. It's just science. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
No? You'd rather not mention a competitor in your slogan, especially in a complimentary way? All right. Well, let's veer this runaway truck in another direction.
Hallmark cards! This Wednesday, reminder with a card that Thursday's right around the corner.
No, not that vague. You picky bitches.
All right, here we go. Hallmark, tell your poker buddies with a card that you're glad they're not gay. Hallmark, don't let handwriting experts ruin your eerie sentiment. Our messages are already written. Hallmark, making life more convenient for today's stalker who's always on the run. Hallmark, what a great way to tell your father thanks for knocking up mom. Hallmark, if you can't find a card that fits your need for the occasion, write in the margin that you want to make a mess on your coworker. All right! Thank you! Yes, your standing ovation is not wasted on inferior talent. Hell, stand on your chairs. I deserve an elevated ovation. Woo! All right, it's show-off time. Hit me. You, Cross-Eyes.
Because of your increased competition, we're struggling with our Precious Moments figurines. Do you have a slogan for Precious Moments?
Yes, Precious Moments. Collect all 4 million versions of kids wrapped in blankets. You, Triple Chin.
We're proud of our customer service. You could highlight our fine customer service in an ad, couldn't you?
Hallmark's customer service. If your grandmother's not in a home, she's working for us. Yeah! All right, that's it. Turn out the lights. Party's over. I'm an alternate god you may consider worshiping. Good night, Hallmark. I'm Herb Bergenzer.